With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Northwest cherries are in full bloom right now and are looking pretty good at this point, but recent winds and unseasonably cold nights have undoubtedly cut the crop outlook from what it had been. Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thirlby says the weather has been a challenge, but they've got another ongoing threat.
We think this crop off of the top is going to be down 2 to 2.5 million boxes from what is our number one issue in our industry right now, which is called little cherry disease. You know, and that's kind of been going on the last 3 or 4 years. We've seen it grow and grow and grow. And, you know, now we're at the point where we've got all hands on deck trying to figure out how we're going to stop this.
Thirlby says they've got to stay on top of this, and that won't be easy.
It's a shame. It's, you know, it's just more expense, and it's one that we're seeing a lot of trees lose the battle with. And the only way to stay on top of it is just to be vigilant and continue to spray.
Thirlby says little cherry disease so far is showing no signs of letting up.
Like I said, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, I think some of us were probably looking at this thing going, no, it's just another virus and we'll deal with it. But as it kills the trees and the fruit becomes unharvestable on trees that are infected, we've taken a new look at this over the last 2 years. And we've said, okay, this is an all hands on deck issue that we have to deal with as a group.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this year's Northwest cherry crop and what it will take to take down little cherry disease. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.